Good morning. Welcome to the first day of September 2020. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. As we spend time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. Today's topic in that book is to walk a path of understanding. Solomon writes in the book of Proverbs, speaking as wisdom, calling out in the street, and calling to those who are simple to come and gain an understanding. Now, it might be important to realize that when he's using the word simple there, he's not talking about a simple lifestyle or something less complicated. He's actually talking about the simple-minded. Sometimes it was actually translated as a fool or empty-minded. Sometimes we live life without understanding. The devotion is, have there ever been things in your life that are just difficult, even seemingly impossible to understand? I would guess that's the answer is of course. How about COVID-19? How about these times that we live in? How about the injustice in our world? How about the hatred and anger that we see within ourselves even, let alone displayed across our nation and around our world? You see, it's easy to look at the external and say, I don't understand how that can happen. I don't understand why this is happening. Life often seems so unfair because, well, we don't understand. But how about if we take that a little closer to home? We gaze inside. We take a closer look at ourselves. Have there ever been things that you do that come out of you in words or actions that you look back and say, I don't understand why I did that? And sometimes it's the simple answer is because, well, for a moment at least, we were rather simple-minded or empty-minded. We weren't thinking. And we just responded when we shouldn't have, at least not in the way that we did. You see, when we come to God, when we walk this path with Christ, we find our way, we find understanding. But we have to use it for it to do us or anyone else any good. Walking this path of understanding involves spending time with God, listening. We listen as we spend time with His Word. We listen as we're still before Him and allow His Spirit to communicate the truth that His Word has already taught us. You see, it's in the context of gaining wisdom and knowing wisdom in a personal way that God says, come and find understanding. There will be things that are beyond us, that are simply beyond our understanding and are designed by God to be beyond our understanding. And yet, you think over the decades and centuries of history, and you realize the discoveries of, quote, new things. Well, they're typically not new things, they're just new to us. And I believe there are things yet to be discovered that God has held back. For those who look to Him for an understanding heart, an understanding mind, an understanding spirit. Knowing our adventurous nature, knowing how He created and designed us. He longs for us to be different than the world, be different than the people of the world. You see, walking this path of understanding is not simply growing in an understanding of God and His ways, although that's the foundation. Because when we do that, when we seek wisdom in understanding God and the way that He would have us to live, He calls us to live with a greater understanding of one another. And you might think, well, how do I do that? Well, kind of in the same way we grow in an understanding of God. We stop and we listen. We spend time with one another in one fashion or another. And we walk this path of understanding with God. We walk this path of understanding with one another. Sometimes the most difficult thing to do is to listen. To take the time to build a relationship that earns you the right, the ability to listen. There are those people that open up about anything and everything to anyone. The old, I believe, Mark Lowry story, a Christian comedian, talks about loving being in the South, the Southern United States. And he says, you go to the store and the checkout lady, and you simply ask, how are you? And they'll tell you in complete detail. And he says, up north, he says, yes, how are you? And everything's fine. And off you go. But we've become, I believe, so conditioned to give and accept the answer of everything's fine when it isn't. Because we don't want to listen any more than the other person wants to listen. And we know it's just easier to say it's fine. They don't want to hear my troubles. They don't really care. And off we go. And we've not grown an understanding of one another or even an understanding of how God would have us to encourage and minister to one another. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to look to God to increase your desire for understanding. To ask Him to show you how to grow in understanding, to show you how to seek Him for wisdom. To ask God about helping you to see the opportunities to understand one another. In this age of social media and instant communication, and communication isn't even a good word for what we do. We're not very good at listening. We're much more adept at shouting. So much of what's going on in our nation and is simply people shouting their opinions at one another. in a way, it is kind of pointless because the others aren't listening because they're shouting their opinions. And as long as we continue to shout back and forth, the understanding path that God calls us to will never be walked upon. But when we're willing to sit down and listen, understanding begins to take place. But it requires effort. It requires work on both sides. It requires a willingness to learn and to grow and to even admit that we're wrong. But that's the path of understanding that God would have us to walk. Would you spend some time praying with me today? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, desires for us to live with a greater understanding of you and your ways and a greater understanding of one another. Father, today as we live life, may we seek you more fully than we ever have before. May we set aside time to listen as we open your word and spend time hearing what you have to say. Father, help us to do that with one another also. To build the relationships that of trust. Those relationships based on love that you have given us and that you have for us. So that out of those relationships, we can learn to understand one another. Oh, Father, today when we're tempted to shout, and whether it's physically shouting out loud or whether it's shouting through our keyboards and our social media accounts, stop us. Prompt us either gently or not so gently, however is needed, to just stop and listen. Father, may we have a greater understanding of one another. May our love for you increase our love for one another so that we want to understand. Father, as I continue to pray for the children in our homes and in our communities, I pray that we would grow in our understanding of them. That we would recognize our roles as parents and adults in watching for them and training them and growing, helping them to grow. But all of that would be done in an atmosphere of listening to them, to hearing their hurts, their fears, their joys and their sorrows. To listen to the very heart, so that we can know how to best teach and train and support and encourage. And understand. Father, as we seek you for this heart of understanding, as we walk this path of understanding today, may we do so knowing that it's your presence, your spirit that fills us. That gives us the way, the means, the avenue to walk upon. That teaches us that you alone, through Jesus, is the only way to walk. Oh, Father, today may we be a kinder person a gentler person, a more loving person, a more self-controlled person, a more patient person. Father, may the fruit of your Spirit be so alive in us that our understanding of you and what you would have us to do in any situation would increase. And not just a small increase, but it would multiply. And may that fruit of your Spirit produce a harvest of righteousness. As we lift up Jesus in this world, as people are drawn to him, Father, in a world crying out to be heard, to be understood, to be listened to, may we remember you have cried out first, that you have cried in the streets, calling to all who are simple-minded, all who are empty of thought, to come to you and find understanding. So, Father, help us to live with that in such a way that we lift up Jesus, that those who are seeking, those who are angry, those who are misunderstood, those who need hope, would see him and be drawn to the only one who can truly provide what they need. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do continue to pray that you are greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.